you guys, and welcome to Dinner Time. My name is Nicole, and this is basically going to be a podcast all about being a waitress, being a server, the five-step point of getting a five-star Yelp, and pretty much everything you can possibly want to become a better server at whatever restaurant you want to do. Or any, you can also take this into customer service and giving a customer the best service possible. So on episode one, I actually have a server with me, and we are going to be talking about how to get a five-star Yelp, the five steps of getting a five-star Yelp. So I have my friend Brent here with me, and Brent, how long have you been serving for?
Probably been serving for about 5 years now.
5 years? Wow. So a pretty decent amount of time. I've been serving for probably about 3 years. So I would say we know what we're doing, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. At least I know what I'm doing.
At least you know what you're doing.
Yep, mastered the five touch points manifesto. So I'd say I'm a master at serving at this point.
So you think, okay. So basically in this episode, we are going to be giving you the manifesto of having or actually receiving a five-star Yelp with your name in it. What's a better way of having your name on Yelp and people coming to ask for you?
Nothing better. Definitely puts more money in your pocket.
Definitely does put a lot more money in your pocket. You'd be getting those 20%+ tips at the end of the night. What's a better way to walk out of the doors with lots of money in
your pocket? All right, let's get to the five touch points, huh?
Okay, so go ahead and go with the first touch point. Brent, what's the first touch point?
First touch point is once your guests come and sit down at the table, you just want to make sure they feel welcome. So, welcome everyone. I'm Brent, and I'm here to make sure everything is absolutely outstanding tonight.
Okay, so kind of expanding on top of that, we must put this out there straight from the start. What's a better way to create an outstanding experience for our guests than to put it into action and declare it? Our guests have thousands of restaurants or any restaurant to go to, and they come and chose us. So for many of them, going out to eat is a very special occasion. They're getting away from their kids. They're getting away from their family. They don't have to cook. They don't have to clean. I hate cleaning. So we must honor them for choosing us and giving them the best experience possible. So this kind of takes us into point two.
Yeah, so point two, you kind of go back in to if there's anything that's not absolutely outstanding in your experience, please let me or anyone else know, because we are all here for you. It says we because, you know, in a restaurant setting, everyone really needs to be working as a team and working as a unit, because if you're just working by yourself the whole time, you're probably going to get weeded and stress, and that's just gonna
teamwork definitely makes the dream work, right? In this type of occasion. All right, so let's get that into going into that point. Let's expand it a little bit. So often a lot of restaurants, guests are taught that only their server is responsible for them in that table, but at any restaurant you really need to make sure that your team is a team and a whole unit. There is no I or you. There's an only us. Let them know that everyone is here for them. And exactly what I said before, teamwork makes the dream work. What do you think? Do you work as a team at your restaurant?
Yeah, you have to.
You have to, yeah. I would say sometimes I get a little stressed and I can't talk. And then that kind of wandles down. But, you know, we work in different.
Yeah, so then you need to ask for help.
All right. So going into our third touch point, Brent, go ahead and expand on this one for me.
Yeah, so once all the food's dropped to the table, you kind of want to just make sure there's nothing else that you can get them. You want to make sure they have everything and they can enjoy their meal. And, you know, that's why they came to this restaurant, you know, to eat.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So this definitely sets or is setting up a clear, measurable result. And once again, this makes our team a unit. This once again lays out a clearing that we want nothing less than outstanding. And we are all responsible for every guest that walks through these doors. Everyone means everyone. That's a really strong saying. How do you feel about that?
Everybody means everybody.
Yes.
Yes, and no one's left behind. You got to make sure every single person at the table is having an outstanding experience.
That is awesome. Alrighty, so the fourth touch point of getting a 5-star Yelp. So, Brent, go ahead and take it away with our fourth touch point.
Yeah, so after the guest has begun enjoying their food, you get that clear, measurable result. Is everything tasting outstanding? If not, or if there is absolutely any doubt, grab a coach or a manager for that instance immediately, because nothing less than outstanding is acceptable.
So, kind of going through this a little bit more, nothing less than outstanding is acceptable. Basic satisfaction is not or should not be what you want your business to be. We want raving fans. Oftentimes, people feel like they're a burden or a hassle if they complain, so they avoid it at all costs. Our guests or your guests are your bosses, and you must act like it. We must deliver and make sure everything is 100% outstanding 100% of the time. 99% right is 100% wrong. That's a really strong saying, 99% right is 100% wrong. Don't you think?
Yeah. If you're not first, you're last.
Exactly. That is exactly what that reminds me of. Okay. So, with our final touch point of getting a 5-star Yelp, Brent, go ahead and take it away.
Yep. So, before you drop that check and they're about to leave, you have that last opportunity for your bosses, give you their hard-earned dollars and make sure our team provide why we're the number one restaurant to go to. This is the final measurable result before the guest walks out the door and tells everyone about their experience. So just make sure, and hopefully you got their names while they're dining with you. You refer to them by their name and then just make sure that one last time and ask them if everything was absolutely outstanding for them tonight.
So definitely last impressions are a very important thing. And then this is like your last opportunity to make sure everything was absolutely perfect. Our most dangerous customers are the ones that don't complain. They're the ones that are upset and don't complain at all. By giving us feedback, this not only gives us the opportunity to fix it, but feedback is basically the breakfast of champions. We want to know what we're doing wrong so we can fix it and make sure that we can give you the number one experience in all of Orange County, all of California, and basically any restaurant you want to go to. What do you think about last impressions? How do you think? We actually went to a restaurant today. How do you think our server's last impression was on us?
Absent.
Absent. That, yeah.
Dropped the check and never returned.
Yeah, he didn't say thank you. No one said bye to us when we left. That definitely, saying bye and making that personal connection with someone is really important
when leaving a review. More than saying bye. That's why you're asking them before they leave if everything was absolutely outstanding. Because if there's anything that's not absolutely outstanding, then that's when they need to tell you. And then hopefully you can hear what they have to say and fix it for next time so it doesn't happen again. And everyone will leave as a raving fan of the business.
Yeah. So you always want people to leave raving fans. That is basically the last touch point. And with all of this, we are basically giving you guys a manifesto for success and how to get a 5-star Yelp. Not only will this help increase your tips in any type of restaurant or service you are in, but it will put more money in your pockets every night. You can pay your rent, you can buy food, you can save that money for your trip you're going on. But anyway, we are running out of time, so thank you guys for tuning in to Dinner Time. My name is Nicole, and I was with my guest, Brent. I really hope you guys check in next week. as we will be talking about lots more fun stuff about serving and all of these fun hacks that you can do. So we will be up every Tuesday, so tune in.